Hello and welcome to Champagne Circus, business with a female twist. Today is going to be a very magical episode as we have Claire, the dream doula, with us. And I'm so curious to unpack not only the dream doula offers and service suite, but also the person and the way and the business structure behind it. So very warm welcome and thank you so much for joining, Claire.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm super excited to be here as well. And just in the beginning, when we met in the room, in the VIP room area, we just realized you are based in Mexico, and Mexico and the Day of the Death, I think it's called in English, is on my wish list. So how did you end up in Mexico?
Yes, it's a great question. So I lived in New York City for over 10 years and ended up, you know, really feeling this call to explore myself, get clarity on my purpose. I built 2 7-figure startups while I was in New York. And I went on this wild journey around the world, which I'm sure we'll get to, where I really studied with all the best healers and coaches and teachers all around the world. And I had no idea where to live. And so my best friends from New York said, "We're going on vacation to Mexico City. Come with us." And I said, "Okay." And I never left. So that's why I'm here.
Oh, that's incredible. And I love the spirit of, you know, let's see, I'm going to be there and maybe I stay there. That's exactly like the vibe of freedom and action taking, actually. Yeah. I love about those passionate and visionary entrepreneurs like you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So when I invited you for the podcast, I have to admit your Instagram handle, The Dream Doula, is really sticking out to me. So I just recently came across the concept of a doula, and then seeing it in a context of dream and business, the dream doula, it's such a unique way of expressing and positioning yourself. That's, to me, super inspiring. How did you, like, first of all, maybe to those who do not know, what is a doula actually? And how did you come up with a dream
question.
Doula?
Yeah. So a doula, I always explain it. A doula is someone who helps you through the birthing process. And typically this is, you know, birthing a child. But what I found over, you know, the course of 6 years working with women, helping them, whether it was leaving corporate or, you know, switching to a new job or now building their business, which is my primary focus, it really is like a birthing process. And I don't have children yet, but I was by my sister's side, both of my sisters, for 5 births through labor to 1 month postpartum. So I feel like I've had a front row seat at 5 births and and the postpartum. So, and you know, I'll get my own taste of it soon, hopefully when I have my own children. But I had this moment where I, you know, the highs and the lows, the, you know, the excitement of, oh my God, I have the idea, like, oh my God, we're going to have a baby. And then it's like, oh my God, but I'm so afraid. Like, how are we going to, you know, it comes with this roller coaster of emotions, and then, and it's hard and it's scary and it's euphoric and it's, you know, it's easy sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you feel sick and it's up and down. And I just had this click one day where I was like, oh my God, like what I'm doing, I'm basically a coaching doula. And then I just had the concept of dream, because that's always been a core pillar of my business, is helping women create their dream life. So that's how it came to be. And I'm grateful for my sisters for helping me really understand what it's like to be a pseudo doula, an unpaid doula for them.
Oh, that's such a beautiful story. And what I feel like great ideas and the things really fitting to us, they find us, not we find them. So we are not able to look for them. We're not able to search for them. They somehow find us, right? So as your experience is with your sisters led to being found to be a dream doula.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. And what really stood out with that is like the purpose of your company, the purpose of yourself, your mission is to be in the service of others, in the service of you, as you say it on your website. And coming from a very, I assume, tough environment as a founding member of companies, which you have supported to build into seven figures in New York City. Like, I live in Berlin, and this is already quite a crowded city and quite, you know, busy one. I expect New York to be 10 times that. So in a very tough environment and vivid environment and probably a little bit of elbow mentality, well, you managed to succeed and really build something extraordinary. And then you stepped into something differently, into something more powerful, probably, or differently powerful. Can you explore a little bit on that shift?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because when I was living in New York, and I loved my job, actually. I really loved my job. But I just always had this kind of pull that maybe, you know, some of the listeners can relate to of, you know, I'm meant to do something more than what I'm doing. Like, I'm meant to create something that's my own. I'm meant to do something extraordinary. And I didn't know what it was, but it was like that feeling of just like, there's something bigger than this would not go away. And for me, you know, my path was travel has always been one of my best teachers. And so I didn't know what I was meant to do, but I knew that if I could get out of New York City, which is, you know, I mean, it's the best city in the world. If I really believe, like, if you can make it in New York, you're good. You will thrive anywhere. Cause it is, you know, it's a tough place to live and, you know, it's cutthroat. And I just knew if I could get myself out of New York and get a new perspective, that I thought things would start clarifying for me. And so that was really my path. You know, I spent a year and a half traveling around the world, you know, really charting my own course and meeting all of these amazing people and studying with different teachers and healers. And, you know, during that time, I got the first part of my coaching certification, and things started to clarify. And they really started to clarify for me when I was living in Bali and I hired my first coach, who really helped walk the path of the unknown with me. And had I not had that support, I think I probably just would have gone back to New York. So that was a big light bulb moment for me when, you know, I realized the impact that literally one person and coaching could have. I was like, how could I not do this? How could I not help other women who I know are where I was and who are desperate for the answer? How could I not? So it felt like such a strong, obvious calling that I just couldn't ignore.
Wow. What really stands out is this walking in the unknown, which obviously is an amazing starting point, and I would say ground for seeds, but it's also, you cannot see what's happening, right? You do not see which plants are growing there. You just trust that they are growing. Yeah. And I really love the way you positioned your mentor, holding the space, believing in you, and really being next to you in this process of trusting and surrendering into the unknown. That's incredible.
Yeah, it requires, you know, I always say clarifying your dream requires trust, devotion, and surrender. And those are kind of the three key ingredients that if you can come from a place of trust, devotion, and surrender, eventually the path will clarify.
Wow. That's such a powerful quote already. I can see it on a postcard. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
So you finally found yourself in Mexico saying, I'm not going anywhere else now. I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
And you left the bubble of the founding team member of seven figure businesses in New York to build your own business. What, like, now You have built your company over time and tweaked your business models and the product suite a little bit more, which we kind of cover in a second. But what I really would love to explore a little bit with you is, what is the biggest difference? What kind of shifts did you notice for yourself coming from a, let's say, corporate environment? And this is the way we do business and we scale business and we start up into, wow, I'm now a founder of my own little environment. What have been the shifts? What did you do differently? Or what did you take on probably also?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I feel like my career history was almost kind of like a mini MBA. I really learned, like, you know, I learned how to do everything you need to run a successful business. And I learned most of it from like Googling it, having people show me, you know, doing it wrong 25 times, someone showing me how to do it right, finally getting it, just figuring it out. And those were all of the things that I brought into starting my business. Like, I didn't know, I'd never done this before. And this was, you know, 6 years ago. And so the coaching industry was not what it is now. You know, when it was still a little bit of a, you know, unicorn in a sense, it's blown up in the last 3 years, but I think four years, but I think, you know, the grit and the figure it out mentality really served me. And I was trained in that from the startup. You know, it was like, okay, we have a problem, go figure it out. And I just would say, okay, I got it. I mean, that was my answer to any question in my old company. Like, I got it, I'll figure it out. And I was known for that. You know, I was known for kind of being the person that you could give me literally anything and it would be handled and it would be done excellently. And so I really brought that into my business, this just mentality of like, okay, like, we want to start making money online by selling coaching. Like, what are the steps? You know, I have a very logical brain and a very, like direct to result brain. And this is something that I really give my clients, because I was talking about this yesterday. Like, one of the number one things that stops people from having a successful six-figure dream business is they overcomplicate it. And it gets so overcomplicated that they stop themselves from taking action, right? And so that's your problem. That's why it's not working, right? Like, and you don't have the expert support and accountability to help you get out of those loops, to say, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, why are we overcomplicating this? So I think those are the things, you know, my ability to just figure anything out, to problem solve at such a high level in a very fast way. I think those things were really, really helpful. And I think the other thing, and I teach this in all of my programs, is to fail forward fast. So like, you want to launch something, just do it. Like, I'm giving you 24 hours, go. And, you know, maybe not that fast, but I'm giving you a week to like create everything and to have this out in the world. You do not need longer. And if after consistently offering this for, you know, at least a month, it's clear that this isn't working, then we can retool, then we can iterate. And I just see so many people afraid to even step off the diving board that they never get their work out there. And then they're like, oh, my business isn't making money. And I'm like, well, how could it make money? Because you aren't selling consistently. You aren't putting offers out there. It's like, it's so clear to me. But when you're in it, and this is why I have coaches, you know, when you're in it, you can't see it. So I think those are some of the things that I brought with me into my career as a coach that really helped me. And then I think, you know, the biggest challenge for me was only being accountable to myself. So I always had really large teams, and I'm the type of person, like, A, I get energy from other people. I'm a generator. So I get energy from other people. And B, if I tell you I'm going to do something, I will do it. Like, I will never let someone down. And the only person in the room was me. I didn't have 200 people depending on me for answers, leadership, their paycheck, you know, all these things. It was just me and me. And so that was when I just became very clear. I always need to have support. I always have to have support. I don't think I've gone more than probably 3 months in 6 years without at least one coach. Right now I have three coaches. So
I love that.
You know, because you'll talk yourself out of it. And so many women, you know, they're afraid to invest. They say they don't have the time. They say they don't have the money. Well, are you really going to get where you want to go spinning your wheels alone, you know, in your room or your office or, you know, the co-working space? So that's the other thing, is that I lost the essence of team and the accountability that provided. And I had to start digging into my own sense of fire and conviction and why I was doing this and why this mattered. And then make sure that I always had support to help me do the things I said I was going to do. Because if I tell a coach, I'm going to launch this by X date, I will do it every time. I won't back down. But if no one else knows, then I'll talk myself out of it.
I love it because it's so radical honest to yourself. So it's an aspect where you absolutely know something about yourself. And in the coaching industry or as a coach, we always consider to develop ourselves, to grow ourselves, to go to the next level. And sometimes, at least to me, it feels like, okay, am I still that? Because there's a saying, I've been like that always. This is I am. This is who I am. And then as a coach, we say like, are you really like that? Or is it just like an excuse and you hold yourself back in developing? But on the other side, there are aspects of ourselves we are actually. And being radical honest, that's something I am. I might could change that if you really want to, but is it serving me? Or do I accept it as a part of my personality and put a strategy in place, which is actually serving me even better? So I really love this aspect of radical honesty to yourself and putting a strategy and supporting environment around it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the other thing that I think is important to mention is that, you know, when I was living in New York in my corporate job, most of my friends were on the same path. You know, they were in New York in corporate. And so when I would say things, you know, I remember my best friend, he and I would, you know, go get drinks after work, and I would be, you know, creating business plans on the back of napkins at bars. And he was like, you can do this. Like, I believe in you, you know, Zach, I love him. He's getting married in a few months. And, you know, literally I would in 30 minutes over a glass of Chardonnay, like map out an entire new business idea. And then I would go home, I would crumple the napkins and I would go home and it was time for work the next day. And I just didn't have capacity. So I think there's two pieces there. One is like, how can you create space within your corporate job or your, you know, whatever type of job you have so that you have space to create the thing that is calling you? And most importantly, like, can you surround yourself with people who believe in you and who don't think you're crazy? Because, you know, he was an advocate for me, but there were plenty of people in my life who were like, I would say, I really want to have my own company. And they would be like, why? Like, they just didn't get it. So when I started traveling, I saw my mind, my conscious mind, saw evidence of people all around the world, you know, living in a way I wanted to live, working from anywhere, having their own businesses, doing what I wanted to do. And suddenly my mind opened to, oh my God, if they can do it, I can do it. But I didn't have proof of that in New York in my immediate circle. So I think that's something else that's really important.
Yeah, totally agree. And for me, it's also a question of who does that circle need to be? Is it always the circle you have directly, or is it a circle you start building through a coach, through a mentor, through masterminds, through connecting in retreats with like-minded people, right? But being conscious of that, that it's so serving and so important that you are invited, forced even, to find those environments where you can build those circles, new circles, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that really makes such a difference. And that's an amazing first step for anyone who's, you know, desiring to make this change or, you know, wanting to, you know, start their own business or wanting to venture into entrepreneurship. Like, if you can do anything, it's find a networking group, find, you know, a club, find women or people who are doing what you want to do and let your mind and energy expand through them.
Yeah. So what really stood out for me when we had our little pre-conversation in the VIP room earlier was that you're coming from leading 200 people and running like a big team and organization into your own business, which you are constantly tweaking and adjusting and improving with a team setup, which is far away from 200 people with a very lean, this is what you would call it in the startup world, probably a very lean and efficient team setup. The way you said it before was like with a very low overhead perspective, like a low overhead business. And that's super incredible. So can you share a little bit about the magic and the secrets of that low overhead business structure?
Yeah. You know, it comes down to what I really believe, which is running an online business should not be complicated. It just shouldn't be complicated. You literally need a payment pathway, you need Zoom, and you need a place for people to find you. Like, that's what you need to get started off the bat. And, you know, I've slowly added different systems and things like that, but I mean, I've never had more than an assistant, a super part-time assistant who helps me, you know, especially during launch periods when I'm, you know, really focused on serving my clients. And then I have a designer who does, you know, my graphics and things like that for me, for launches. But I do 75% of, you know, my business by myself, and I have the time and capacity to do that. And that is because of my business model. And it wasn't always like that for me. So I started out, and I actually am glad that I did this, but I started my model, you know, only doing one-on-one, but I was having, you know, at any given point, you know, 10 to 12 one-on-one clients, which is a lot. And what I realized, and I made this shift actually in just in the last couple of years, what I realized is that I can't create and I can't, you know, launch and, you know, bring new ideas into the business when I'm tied up on one-on-one calls and, you know, on Telegram with clients. And so what my model now is really rooted in, you know, I have a select handful of one-on-one clients. I have my core product, which is the Dream Accelerator, which is always open. And then I have my Inner Circle Mastermind, which is for women who are scaling to 10K months. So the Dream Accelerator is really like your idea to launch program. So it's for the woman who's like, I really, you know, I have this idea, but I don't know how to do it. And like, I've never started a business, or I can't motivate myself, or, you know, whatever the excuse might be. And it's like literally in 4 months, I show you how easy it is to get your website up and running, to create the payment pathways, to get clarity on your idea, and to be making money in 4 months. It literally should not, it shouldn't even take you that long. It should be quick. And so many women overcomplicate it. They don't take action. They spin their wheels. They decide to, you know, oh, I'm going to, you know, create a freebie first. Well, the freebie is not going to make money. Right. Or they decide, you know, oh, I'm going to start a podcast when they have no following and they have no products and they have no clients. Right. But the podcast is the thing that feels easiest for them. So they don't have a strategy behind the podcast. Podcasts are amazing. I want to start one too, but I will start it from a place of strategy because now my business is consistent in revenue. I'm not starting the podcast to make money.
Indeed, I can underline that. A podcast is like a hard project. And
it's a hard project.
But also hard, like from the heart. It's for me, this podcast, and I just said that in others as well, this is not just a podcast. For me, that's really a vibe and a soul project. So I dedicated quite a lot of efforts and thoughts. It was actually carried out for 2 years until I was able to give birth to
do it.
Because it's something really, it matters, but it's also quite cost efficient, like quite costly if you would like to do it properly and good, right? So I get your point of strategy and what is the room? What is the purpose of this specific product, podcast, product, challenge, freebie, whatever? What is it leading to, right?
Right. And you needed, because I know you and your work, like you needed those 2 years, like you needed to get clear on your messaging, get clear on who you want to serve, like get comfortable showing up online. Like you it's like you have to go through the process, And so for me, like I do believe that starting with one-on-one clients, even if it's one round of them, to get really clear on who it is that you want to serve. One of the key things I teach in the Dream Accelerator is the POP method, which is pick one person you want to help, pick one problem that they have, and then pick one product that helps them solve their problem. Like literally, that's your business model. You're welcome.
That's awesome.
It's not complicated. It's not complicated. But like people, they don't understand. They've never done it before. And that's why it's so important to have someone show you the way. I mean, if someone had told me that like 5 years ago, it would have been amazing.
Yeah, that's really like, that's what I always say. Let's create some shortcuts. And your pop method was already a huge shortcut. And what really stood out for me as well, I still can remember it. Your Dream Accelerator is actually a business birthing accelerator. So it's containing the messaging of like the branding and your positioning of the dream doula and really giving birth to a business, which is so close to your heart, is like giving birth to a baby. It's the same value, right? Like for me, it feels like it's the same value. And I also do not have kids, but it's something really from the bottom of our heart, right?
Yes.
And then accelerating the process with all your shortcuts, with your experience, with holding accountable, with creating the clarity.
Yeah.
Helping to overcome those struggles you just mentioned, like showing up confidently, being organized, all this technical stuff where I'm super happy I'm having a team for that. That's actually holding back and making it easy instead of overcomplicating.
Totally.
Is such an incredible gift.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a blessing. And, for me, like I could have never offered this program when I first started. It's like what you're saying. I had to go through it. I had to learn the hard way. Like I had to have failed launches because I didn't have a strategy. I had to have, months where my income dropped. And then I had to look at it and say, okay, why is this happening? And how can I fix it? And how can I stabilize things? Because I think the other thing that's really important to differentiate is like, I have an online business. I don't have an online hobby where I get to show up and look pretty on Instagram. I do. I love looking pretty on Instagram, of course. I'm a Leo.
me too.
You are? Oh my gosh, I love that. So, I love that part. But like, I think for a lot of women, and I did this too, like I treated my business like a hobby instead of looking at it like an actual business with a strategy, with a ladder for people to climb, to go deeper into my world. And what you find is that your business just starts making money when you set it up in a way that works for you. And when you're so clear on the POP, when you're so clear on the person that you're helping, you know, and the product that you have that helps them. And then once you've nailed that first signature product, then we can add the second product. It's not complicated, but we love to make it complicated.
And it's exactly the same on, let's say, the people side. You coming from leading 200 people, now leading to the designer and a powerful yeah. VA. And there are so many opportunities how to set up a team. As you just mentioned, every now and then for a specific project, you're probably hiring someone or you're yeah. having a service-based entrepreneurship supporting you. And what I really appreciate being so transparent in that podcast here today is it's not only about the people. They can accelerate your growth, as you mentioned before, with having someone holding you accountable, having a team where you can sparring ideas, holding your space and freeing up your time and energy for launches and so on. So it's really a team can accelerate your business growth and yes. personal growth. And on the other side, being clear on, okay, this is something technology can do for me. And that's right. where I feel a lot of business owners are not really clear of the potential, where it really makes sense to, first of all, cluster and make it easier and uncomplicated on tasks. What are the best people to get on board for those things? And where can actually technology help me? And there's so much good technology here. So yeah. the way you simplified that with your tech stack is incredible. It's super inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, one thing I like to mention anytime I have a chance to mention it, there's two things. One is I can't tell you the number of women who've spent tens of thousands of dollars creating gorgeous courses, you know, like with professional production crew and literally no one bought it. It was the first thing they ever created. They like had an idea. They made the course outline, they recorded the content, and they spent tens of thousands of dollars, and then no one bought it. So I think it requires discernment of how you're investing the dollars that come into the business. How are you investing them back into the business? Because again, like, and same thing with websites. My website, first of all, I don't think that many people are going to websites anymore, but my website, literally, I think I spent maybe under $800 on it. I don't need anything more. I will upgrade it. It's on my 2024 list to upgrade it, but that's, I've had the same, you know, like $500 website for 6 years. So you have to really think about what's going to move the needle. And for me, I was like, what's going to move the needle forward? Investing in myself, getting clear on my product, getting clear on who I wanted to help, and getting amazing results for my clients so that they go tell their friends, they share about me. And when people come to my page, they see those results and it's like, oh yeah, duh, I want to work with her. I don't care what her website looks like. I don't care if her, you know, video production isn't, you know, cinematic. Right. So I think being discerning about how you invest in your business and looking at what's going to really move the needle forward is very important. And then I think the other thing is, again, it goes back to, someone just joined the Dream Accelerator yesterday and she said, oh, you know, I've hired this VA and she's going to start doing this and that for me. And I said, whoa, you don't even have a plan. You don't even know what your product is. You literally don't have a product. Why are we paying a VA? I love VAs, but why are we paying a VA to like manage social media when you don't even know what you're posting about or who you're talking to or what you're offering? Right. But so I see so many people start outsourcing prematurely. And that's not to say that, I mean, I want to work as little as possible and make as much money as possible. That's another core tenet of my business. Like, I want to be able to travel anywhere in the world. Like, if I don't want to work on a Monday, I don't work on a Monday. And that doesn't affect my income, but I didn't get to that place by like, you know, throwing business spaghetti at the wall and hiring VAs to create content that no one was reading. So again, it comes back to take a beat, What are you offering? Pick your person that you're helping, pick your product, pick the problem and hone in on that. And then you can start adding support. But in the beginning of the business, yeah, you might want to outsource your website. Like that, for me, that was something I was like, I will get so frustrated doing this. It wasn't even a thought for me to do that. But in my business, in the Dream Accelerator, for example, I give them 1 month, which is more than enough time to have their website up and running. And actually, I encourage all of them to use this AI website where it literally takes 15 minutes.
And that's exactly one of those examples.
And it looks better than mine.
Yeah. Technology. That's what I said. Like, yeah. That's what we are looking for, right? The smart tools which really give us the shortcut. And it's super interesting because at Female Business Scaling, so the coach consulting business I'm running, we have a framework where we focus first of all on the people, but also on the processes and the tech stack. And really being clear of, okay, what are the tasks you're actually completing, which one right. do you want to do and which one do you need to do and which exactly. one can be done by technology, because exactly. that's also incredible, right? You can use ChatGPT to outline a social media content yeah. plan for you.
Yeah.
So it's really amazing. Being smart on those, yes. but that again comes down to clarity leads, or like yes. you say, not overcomplicate that.
Right.
Let's be focused. Let's be clear
first. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I love that. That's such... if I would have to start my business from the scratch again, I would join the Dream Accelerator because it's really, it sounds so simple. And what I really admire, you also started with I think in professional online marketing terms, you called it a tripwire product. You also yeah. have entries to your world yes. with... low budget challenges, 2 weeks to create your dream and come up with it, and even yes. free masterclasses every now yes. and then. So it's really like, to me, from a business perspective, I totally know what you're doing, but it felt so aligned with your purpose, yeah. making it really easy to start getting clear on your dream and start getting the actions and easy yes. clarity into place for finally giving birth to your business dream.
Yes. And the momentum, you know, and I think that's the thing, like for me, when I'm, and this is why the Dream Accelerator is so successful, because I'm literally like, this is a no-brainer. Like you will have a business in 4 months that is making you money. Like, and I'm literally taking you through everything that you need to know. It's a mini MBA. It's, you know, 20 plus hours of course content, plus live calls with me, plus, you know, a text, a group chat. Like you can't not win. You can't not succeed. Like it's just, it's a total no-brainer for someone who's coming in who just has this idea. And I have women who, you know, their idea is maybe more less financially driven and more just a passion project. That's amazing too. Even a passion project, you'll need things like, you know, website, social media. So it's to me, it's the fastest path I've seen on the market to really get you from idea to launch in 4 months.
Yeah.
Which is
your storefront.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you so much. I love that. As mentioned, if I would have to start again, I would go into the Dream Accelerator.
I would have loved to have had you.
That would have maybe served me back those yes. days. So thank you so much for joining. It was really an absolute gold nugget of episode. I can't wait to spread it to the world. And also share all your handles in the show notes. So wherever you are dialing in, check the show notes because there's incredible stuff for you on the Dream Doula. Thank you so much, Claire, for being here tonight.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're a dream. So I'm so grateful to be a part of your dream with this podcast. It's an honor. Thank you.
Thank you so much.